The United States locks up people at a higher rate than anywhere else in the world. Some of the most overcrowded prisons are in Alabama, and one of the worst is the Julia Tutwiler prison for women. It has also been under federal investigation for sex abuse by prison guards. Inmates at Tutwiler do have access to state-funded education programs. It offers GEDs and skills needed after release. Dan Carson of member station WBHM reports that classes that could keep inmates from returning to prison are now threatened by budget cuts.
And the great thing about winning your ball game is, just think it has to be a loser. Because it's just winners. Because when you win, everybody wins, right? Your kids win.
In a small classroom in Alabama's Julia Tutwiler prison compound, a dozen women sit at long gray tables. They all wear the same coarse white jumpsuits. A projector shows tips on responding to anger and developing a positive self-concept. 34-year-old Tamara Kirkwood reflects on her past.
You got this mentality, and you don't know how to change that way of thinking. You don't know how to get around that. All you know is, I don't have, and I need, and this is what's going to have to be done. And after so long, you think that's the way life is.
Kirkwood's in for drug charges, but she's taking a new life skills course offered by J.F. Ingram State Technical College.
As I began to think about the people that I knew, including relatives that have gone sideways with the law, what got them in trouble was not their ability or inability to do a job. What got them into a jam was their inability to manage their life.
That's J.F. Ingram President Hank Dassinger. He's a former Air Force marksmanship trainer with education and psychology degrees. Dassinger took over the 7-campus prison college 2 years ago and got the life skills classes started last year. 43-year-old Robin Myers is in Tutwiler for felony DUIs. She says she wishes the life skills classes were required for inmates.
Had I had someone teaching me the things that this program is teaching me 20 years ago, we would not be speaking at this moment. These classes take us step by step through thought processes, how we live, so that we can identify the steps where we're going wrong.
The problem is, there are only 2 people teaching this course at Tutwiler, a prison built for 400. It now holds roughly 700 inmates. Instead of getting more money, though, J.F. Ingram 2 years ago saw its budget slashed more than 12%.
And this year I'm facing another $20-something thousand cut. It makes a huge difference. In light of all of the evidence about the effectiveness of correctional education, how in the world do we cut the program that stands the best chance of getting people out of the overcrowded prison and into a situation where they won't come back?
It's very hard to justify an education program for prisoners when K through 12 doesn't have enough supplies.
That's Republican State Senator Cam Ward. He's become a leader on prison reform here in Alabama. He points to current budget realities, but he does see the benefits of prison education.
Studies have shown that those inmates who get involved in the educational component like J.F. Ingram offers, they're 43% less likely to come back in the system again. That number is astounding.
There's no hard data on how much Ingram's courses reduce recidivism, but a national study by the RAND Corporation out last year concludes prison education in general is dramatically effective. Lois Davis is the lead author.
It's a relatively low-cost program that has a huge return in terms of cost savings.
And cutting down on ballooning incarceration costs may persuade Alabama's conservative, tough-on-crime politicians to soften up a bit. Some are now talking about sentencing reform and about being, quote, smart on crime, which gives Ingram President Hank Dassinger some hope.
I think we're at a crossroads, and I think the nation is going to watch what we do, and are we going to be the Alabama of old? Are we going to really open ourselves up to new ways of thinking about a problem?
I have some fresh cantaloupe that I grew in my organic garden.
Convicted burglar Timothy Brown is thinking about a future outside. He's studying horticulture at another J.F. Ingram campus. He's got a life sentence, but he's hoping for parole soon.
I fell in love with organic gardening, and that's the medium that I want to try when I get out.
For NPR News, I'm Dan Carson in Birmingham, Alabama.